Welcome to Torah Timecha, Nach Yomi, with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shulamit Rubin, and today we are studying Chapter 6, Vav, in Tehillim. Chapter Vav was composed by David in the throes of a grave illness. Clearly we see him suffering on the physical, emotional, and spiritual level. And in this capital, David engages in all of the familiar emotions and activities associated with severe illness. David displays terror, nafshi nivhala ma'od. My soul is terrorized greatly. And because of that, he davens, Hoshi'eni, save me, rescue me, Hashem. Hashem tefillah siyikach. Hashem, accept my prayer, my tefillah. David introspects. He fears that his own sins are responsible for his condition, and therefore he says to God, Hashem, al ba'apcha tochicheni, v'al v'chamascha siyasreni. He knows that tochacha, punishment, and yisurim, sufferings, are a form of musar, chastisement that come as a result of sin. David negotiates with God, and that is another familiar aspect of illness. The person will promise God anything in order to live. With David, this is not a promise that is made in vain. David says, do not kill me, ki ein b'maves zichrecha, bishol miyodeh lach. David acknowledges that if he lives, he will acknowledge God's goodness. He will teach the world about tshuva, and he will acknowledge Hashem's goodness to him. David also displays in this capital a range of emotions. He moans, he cries, he saturates his bed with tears. Yagati ba'anchasi, ascha b'chol laila mitasi, b'dimasi arsi amse. Why did David experience this terrible illness? And why is it not identified? Well, on the one hand, illness is a universal experience. And in this capital, David is showing us how a person reacts to illness. Yes, they cry. Yes, they experience terror. Yes, they experience the fear of death and of the grave. But ultimately, it is an opportunity to cry out to Hashem. But there is also something very personal that is hinted at in this capital that might lead us to understand what sin of David caused this terrible illness. There are three hints. First of all, it opens with Lamnatzeach ben Ginos al Hashminis, Mizmar la David. We know Mizmar la David always indicates to us that the Ruach HaKodesh had departed from David and needed to return. First he composed the Mizmar, and then the Ruach HaKodesh would rest upon him. It would return Le David. So it is in the aftermath of a sin that he composed this. Furthermore, he used a very special instrument, an 8-stringed instrument called a shminis. Let's keep that in mind, shminis. We also have a very interesting word. He describes himself in Pasuk Gemal as umlal ani. Umlal, which is cut down or diminished, has the root mem lamed, mal. And finally, we have references to af and chema. When David says, Hashem al ba'apcha tochicheni ba'al b'chamascha siyasereni. Now, Af v'chema, the Gemara tells us, are two angels who actually attacked Moshe. They are wrathful furious angels who attacked Moshe after he had failed to give his son a bris milah at the precise time. So all these three, the reference to the eighth day, perhaps, through the eight-stringed instrument, the mal, gemalt, circumcision, and the afchema, all point to a sin that has to do with intimacy. And in fact, our mefarshim tell us, indeed, that this terrible illness that David suffered was in the aftermath of the sin that he committed with Bathsheba. When David was so stricken with illness, his thoughts were of tshuva. Now, I would like to understand what it is that David committed with Bathsheba, because this is the first of many kapitlach in Tehillim that deal with this sin. In Shabbos Nun Vav it says, Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonasan, Kol ha'omer David chata eino ela to'eh. So Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani tells us that whoever declares David had sinned is in fact mistaken. But David himself says, Chatasi l'Hashem, I've sinned. And Nasan HaNavi accuses him of sin. So how could the Gemara tell us that if you say David chata, you are mistaken? So what the Gemara is really telling us is that if you think David sinned, you are not getting it right, because invariably and almost impossibly, you will accuse David in your mind of a sin which he had not committed. The sin that most of Klal Yisrael thought that David committed with Bathsheba was the sin of adultery. And in fact, David had never committed adultery with Bathsheba. The clear indication that it was not adultery is that an adulterer, an adulterous woman, could never return to her husband, nor could she marry the man she had committed adultery with. And both of these options were open to Bathsheba. Hashem himself sanctioned the legal marriage between David and Bathsheba at the right time, and allowed the product of that marriage, Shlomo, to sit on the throne. So we're not dealing with the sin of adultery, but there was clearly a sin. One of the sins was Chil Hashem, the way it was interpreted by the Jewish people. The other sin was the moral sin against Uriah. There was a further sin against Uriah in that he was tried by David and not by Beis Din, although the fact that he was a Moreh B'Malchus was correct. And therefore, for all of these reasons, David was judged by Hashem to be worthy of a grave illness. That illness served as an opportunity for David to do tshuva and to teach us about tshuva. In this kapitel, David acknowledges that his foes, his enemies, were thrilled to see him so devastated, so cut down, and so weakened. But David also displays tremendous confidence. Shama Hashem tchinasi, Hashem tefilasi yikach. Hashem heeds my plea. Hashem accepts my tefillah, my prayer. And ultimately, yevoshu li bahaluma od kol aivai, that his enemies would be frustrated. They would be stricken with terror. But yashuvu, they too would do tshuva. Yevoshu, they would experience the shame, the burning shame of having committed sin, raga, and in an instant, they would be aware that they were wrong. May we merit to do tshuva in the spirit of David HaMelech. Thank you for learning with me. Le'ilui Nishmas, Malka Esther, Bas Tzvi Yosef.